Going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. The date is September 27th, 2018. The time is 10:05 a.m. We are on day 21. First item on the agenda is prayer. Mr. Lou Brock, Sergeant at Arms, is going to render this morning's prayer.
Thank you. Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this Congress and the work that they are doing for us. And we just appreciate it very, very much. We ask you to continue to bless them. Bless the executive, legislative, and judicial. All those who are working in this beloved Osage Nation. Be with those who are overseas and in the armed forces, and bless those that have given their lives for our service for us. We thank you so much for everyone for this Osage Nation. Just continue to guide and direct us in the way that you would have us to go. We ask these things in your precious holy name. Amen. Pray with all the comfort.
Thank you, Mr. Brock. Next item is roll call.
Congresswoman Bayports.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Arts here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congressman Mason emailed the clerk and I that he would be absent this morning. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Page 8, motion to confirm pay bills of 9808. I think it should look like 10.
All right, good catch. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 7. Confirmation of William Oldfield. Was that a roll call vote or a voice vote? I thought it was. Was voice for both of us?
No, you're right.
I believe we got the first one, I believe, was a voice vote for Ms. Fields. And then I think after that, we did roll call on the rest of them.
I think that's the way I recall as well.
Motion to approve the legislative journal as amended for September 26th.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Good Fox, second by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to be reported? Seeing none, we will move to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday. We had some big things on our agenda. We'd like to report to Congress Bill Number ONCA 1853, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $350,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor of that bill. We met on that bill on September 17th and September 26th. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. Voting no was Congressman Tillman. The next piece of legislation we considered was Bill Number ONCA 1862, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Stabler is the sponsor of that bill. We met on that bill on the 19th of September and on the 26th of September. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. Voting no was Tillman. The next bill we considered was ONCA 1868, an act to provide, an act to appropriate the sum of $53,516 to pay the employer portion of insurance costs and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. The reason that tripped me up is because we didn't meet on that until this morning, but we considered it this morning, September 7th, 27th. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. The next bill that was considered by this committee was ONCA 1873, an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of that bill. We met on this, we met on the 26th for this bill. The final committee action is due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. Voting no was Tillman. We also considered resolution number ONCR 1828, a resolution to set the compensation allowance for boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2019 and 20. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. It was co-sponsored by Congressman Walker. We met on that September 26th. Final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. We also met and considered appointees during our meeting. The first appointee that we considered was Mr. Gary Weil. He's appointed to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years. The committee found that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. We also considered Mr. Alex Skabeen. He was appointed to the Osage Foundation for the term of 3 years. The committee found that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. We also met and considered the appointee Galen Crum for the Blue Stem Ranch Board of Directors for a term of 3 years. The committee found the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. We also considered the appointment of Mr. Michael Kidder to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years. The committee, final committee action was candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Good Fox, Lemon, and Pratt. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Speaker on bill number or resolution ONCR 1828. Is there any other action we should take to this resolution at this time?
Yes, ma'am. The sponsor, Congresswoman Edwards, requested that her sponsorship be withdrawn, and I assume sponsorship.
Okay, so
as the co-sponsor, and I brought forward the committee substitute. So her sponsorship has been withdrawn, and I am now the sponsor.
So will that reflect in engrossment that her name's removed as a sponsor? Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any additional standing committee reports to be read in? Congressman Big Horse.
Do you have yours already? Can you take mine? That's just head off.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Assistant Chief, Congressmembers. GovOps met September the 21st. Consideration of Osage Nation Treasurer. Roll call vote on on the treasurer. Candidate is qualified by education experience but may have ethical or legal conflicts which may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated. The voting was 6 yes, Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Whitehorn, and Pratt. There were no no votes, no abstentions. The committee met on September the 24th on ONCA 16-125 to modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 from improvements to the legislative branch offices in downtown Pawhuska to the construction and construction-related costs of a building for Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish it an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Joe Tillman. It was voted on as a Duke pass. 6 yes votes, Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. There were no no votes, no abstentions. Reading from GovOps on September 24th, ONCA 1837, to modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 from improvements to the legislative branch offices in downtown Pawhuska to the construction and construction-related costs of a building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and establish an alternate effective date. Again, Congressman Tillman is the sponsor. It was voted on and passed out with 6 yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. There were no no votes, no abstentions. moving on to 1838, the committee met on September the 26th. Considering ONCA 1838, an act to modify an appropriation and to reassign $500,000 appropriated to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund from remediation of the 100 West Main Building to construction and construction-related costs of a building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman is the sponsor. Committee voted with a due pass, 5 yes. Voting yes was Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. There was no one no vote, Congresswoman Edwards. GovOps met on September the 12th, September the 21st, September the 24th, and September the 26th on ONCA 1842. An act to authorize and appropriate $744,551 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset and improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Edwards. The roll call, the vote was a due pass with amendments, voting yes. Were Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, and Whitehorn. One no vote, Congresswoman Pratt. Moving on, to committee report on ONCA 1855, meeting dates September the 21st and September the 26th. An act to authorize and appropriate $82,551 out of the general fund to the capital asset improvement fund for the repair of the executive offices breezeway and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Walker. It was voted on with a no recommendation. There were five yes votes from Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. One abstention, Congresswoman Edwards. Moving on to ONCR 1822, meeting September 26th, a resolution to request the title to the property in Skytook, Oklahoma from the Hilton Law Office. Committee voted with a do pass, three yes, Big Horse, Maker, Pratt, and two no votes, Potts and Whitehorn, one abstention, Congresswoman Edwards. Mr. Speaker, that concludes my GovOps report, and I have one more motion if that's in order.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to place the confirmation of Sam Alexander of the Osage Nation Treasurer on tomorrow's agenda.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Let's have a roll call vote on that.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Okay, the motion passes. Are there any other standing committees to be reported? Congresswoman Pratt.
At this time, I would like to advance or suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 1837, ONCA 1838, ONCA 1842, ONCA 1858, ONCA 1862. I think the resolutions are on the agenda. And ONCA 1868, if I didn't already say that. On general order day two on today's agenda, but I feel like I'm missing one. Is there, where's 48 at? I don't even know what it is.
It needs to be advanced as well.
Right, I think so too, but I don't.
It's already on general order day two.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
All right, then that's it.
I'd like to amend the motion.
It hasn't been seconded.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like for that to include ONCA 1873 and ONCR 1828.
Motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by who?
Me.
Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion?
Can I have yours repeated, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
ONCR 1828.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It was ONCR 1828 and ONCA 1873.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I still second.
I have a question. What is your intention with those bills? I just want to know. The reason I ask is I've gotten with staff and tried to get an adequate workload for today and tomorrow with the understanding that there's a good chance that we will end on Friday. Is there a reason that you wanted to add those two?
Well,
go ahead. Yes, please.
I saw some of the other appropriation bills going at the same time. There was no amendment to OMCA 1873. It's a one-page bill. And there was no amendment to OMCR 1828 at all. So if that's increasing the volume of the workload too much.
Well, the reason I'm asking, the intent is for these bills to actually be advanced again and be engrossed today. Do you anticipate those two bills also going along for the ride and being engrossed as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, we've... Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I think that I heard discussion that we could end on Friday, but we also had an 8:30 meeting this morning in Commerce where we have a very important bill that's still on the table. And I've asked Congresswoman Whitehorn to have another meeting so that with full intention of trying to work through to get the bill out. The committee, what I heard this morning and discussions I had was a few of us are comfortable with it, but we want the board to sit down and be here with us when we have these conversations. So I don't plan on leaving Friday. I think we're going to be here till next week. So
are you speaking for or against the amendment?
No. Well, you said you thought we were going to leave on Friday. I'll vote to advance it.
Okay. Congresswoman Pratt?
Okay. So the list I had, it was my intent to vote on today these two additions are added. Now, I'm not the staff, and I'm not back there making copies and whatnot, but I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn that there are no amendments, and I don't see that it's just a horrible addition to... I mean, there one is literally like, I mean... couple of paragraphs on the page. So.
Okay. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. We will now vote on the motion to advance. Would you repeat the bills, please, Madam Clerk? The amended motion, please repeat it.
Advance ONCA 37, A38, A42, A52, A58, A62, A68, A73, and R28 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Any additional discussion or any discussion regarding the amended motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the bills are advanced. We are... We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none. We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none. Now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards. Okay, Congresswoman Edwards is absent, and there are no co-sponsors, so the bill will remain on General Order Day 1, second reading. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1837. An act to amend ONCA 16-125 to modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 from improvements to the legislative branch.
Well,
Let me stop there for a minute. Are there members of Congress who would like a little time to prepare amendments or consider preparing amendments? Okay, I think that would be a wise thing to do.
Big for a recess to the call of the chair.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we're in recess. Ha, 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 ha.